you know, free class.
Okay, our next public hearing is conditional use number 2400, Kent Walston LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwellings, 5 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.4 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Kent Avenue, which is Sussex County Route 361, approximately 350 feet north of Jefferson Bridge Road, which is Sussex County Route 361A. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 17.07, Parcel 173.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's preliminary site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a deed for the property. And I would note that we have 0 comments in support, and we have received 29 responses in opposition and 11 mail returns. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Chris Pfeiffer with George Miles and Buren, professional engineer. Okay. Then with me today is Katya Kalinski, who's a land planner with George Miles and Buren, and then I also have the applicant, Paul McCabe, sitting in the back.
Okay.
The site is a 1.37 acre parcel. It's located on Kent Avenue, adjacent to Bethany Beach, Delaware. And the project's seeking a conditional use for 5 townhome units. It's currently zoned MR residential, and the site lies in the coastal area. We went through the PLUS process and received comments on December 17th, 2021, and submitted responses on August 24th, 2022. Both of those are included in the project binder. It's located in state investment level 1, which is areas that are developed in an urban and suburban fashion where infrastructure is existing and readily available. And future redevelopment slash infill projects are expected and encouraged by state policy. And this would fall under that infill project scenario. The site is surrounded by existing residential units. The surrounding area to the north is within the town limits of Bethany Beach. So this is the first property that's in the county, not in the town limits. The area to the north is zoned R2 in Bethany Beach, which has permitted uses that include 1, 2, 3, and 4 standard dwelling unit buildings. And then directly adjacent to the north is the Bethany proper community, which includes townhomes, and that's a 126 unit townhome community on a 14.28 acre parcel. So it's a density of roughly 8.5 units per acre to the north. The area to the south is within the county. It's mostly zoned MR, but there is one parcel that's directly adjacent that's zoned HR. And that is a 7 units on 1.38 acres, so roughly 5 units per acre. We're seeking 5 townhome units with garages on the 1.37 acre parcel, so our density would be 3.67 units per acre. It would have a shared driveway off of Kent Avenue. In terms of stormwater management, it'll be designed to meet the requirements of the Sussex Conservation District. And we did hold a pre-application meeting with the Sussex Conservation District on July 21st of 2021. There's public water readily available from Bethany Beach, and then public sewer is provided by Sussex County. In terms of traffic, there'd be an entrance off of Kent Avenue, which is a DLDOT major collector road. The entrance design would be coordinated with all of the DLDOT rules and regulations for review and approval. There's no TIS required because it's less than 500 vehicle trips per day. And then one thing I did want to address is we submitted for an updated service level evaluation request on April 27th of 2023 for the 5 dwelling units, the 5 townhomes. What we received back from DLDOT on May 26th had the wrong unit count. It still shows 3 units. Using the handbook that they used to generate those calculations, I went through and did it, and we would still remain under the 50 ADT that they reference in the letter with those 5 units. In terms of the environmental assessment, there was an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report that was prepared by GMB, and that's also included in the project binder. There's an environmental assessment report that was completed by Environmental Resources, Inc., and there were no threatened or endangered species found on the site. ERI also performed site investigations in early 2022, and no state-regulated or title wetlands are located on the property. There's no anticipated impacts to federally regulated wetlands. The open space would be under the proposed condo regime. As I said before, there's public sewer and water available at the entrance of the site, and then the condo would maintain the ownership of all of the interior utilities, as well as the shared driveway. Some of the economic benefits of the site is that this would be an infill development for a parcel that's currently vacant. And then it's, per the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, it's located in State Level 1 investment area. It falls within the coastal area, which is designated as a growth area per the comp plan and is consistent with the plan. And I'm happy to answer any questions they might have.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start once again with Mr. Mears.
I don't have any, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Ms. Wingate.
I don't have any, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
Tell me again, how much parking, how many site spaces are there for everybody there?
So there's a one-car garage with each, and then there's parking outside of that as well.
So it'd be two cars
per unit.
And there's no extra parking?
You do have extra parking.
There's two additional, yes. There's two additional spots,
okay.
Yeah.
No questions, thanks.
Okay. Staff?
None for me,
no.
Thank you.
None?
None for me. Thank you.
All right, sir. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2400 Kent Walston LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
My name is Bill. Is this on? It's on.
Yeah.
My name is Bill Linlaw. I'm the homeowner president at Bethany Proper, and we have 126 homes. That was said before. The homes lie on the north and the east side, the triangle, and we have 10 homes actually back on the property line here. The homes on the east side have significant water issues and have had them for 40 years. They've been there for 40 years, and the side on the right, over before the line changes,
sorry, disregard, Mr. Chairman.
It was worth a try.
Yeah.
It was worth a try.
Cool effect.
Yeah, I kind of liked it actually. Yeah.
Can I point?
Sure. Sure.
These are Bethany Proper, here and here.
Right.
These homes, there are four directly here, one here. This is a very marshy, wet area. And these homes have had significant problems a whole 40 years. We have extra drainage, we have extra sump pumps to keep them dry. And they still, in a heavy rain, have some problems. The runoff comes off the lot. We are very concerned with the new plan, with the driveway going straight down here, and the clearance of everything, that it will exacerbate the water problem that we have. Now, there is a drainage pond down at the bottom, but we're not sure how that's going to help our houses, the people with our houses here. In addition, the picture here is a little misleading. When they came out to stake the property line is basically right on the decks of those houses. There's not any space there. And we were told over the years that when they were built 40 years ago, that the property line was misconstrued, and they built them basically on the property line. And that's what we haven't gone any further than that. But when they came out to stake the property for this, we found out that it's right on. It's right on the, in fact, two decks are right on the line. So each of the property has a deck in the back. So
So we're very concerned about the whole water issue. In addition, we're also concerned because we were assuming it was going to be two units. That's what we'd heard originally. That when it became a five-unit property, that it's taking up basically all the buildable space on the property. The southern part where the drainage pond, the pond is really not buildable. It's very marshy. So everything basically is going to be street and building, and very little green is going to be left. And we feel that the buffer, the way it's construed here, may not be the buffer that it appears. And with our houses already on the property line, it's going to make it very tight there. And the driveway runs right up to the top corner where our two sides meet, and that's probably, and that's just going to be cleared out. And we're just afraid that it's going to be very sparse, and the water issue is going to be compounded. So for that reason, we prefer to see a lower density. There's two units that were built in a property similar size, diagonally up there, right across, a little bit further up. There's a new duplex that was built in a very similar size property, and that's what we were expecting to be built here. And that would give us, it would touch the back where we have the border, and it may not make the water problem as bad by clearing everything out. So that's what our objection is.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
So could we ask Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask the
elevations.
Yeah, I was going to ask the applicant if he wanted to respond to that and explain to us.
Can you put the rendering up that shows the units? Because it looks like there's quite a lot of trees and stuff that will be left.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to speak to.
Can you put this one up?
and drainage and how and why that's not going to be a problem.
Yeah. So in terms of the goal is to leave as much of the wooded area as possible. That's what the property owner would want to do as well, because he also would prefer to have a buffer there. So we have attempted to leave as much woods as possible on that property line that follows along the Bethany Commons or Bethany proper property. And then in terms of, did you want me to address the stormwater?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll have to meet the Sussex Conservation District requirements, and what they say is no adverse impact. So we will not be allowed to make the stormwater situation any worse than it currently is out there today.
Right. You're not obligated to fix their problem, but you can't make their problem any worse.
Correct.
So does the topography on the property, your property, does it currently drain off onto the neighbors?
So there's a sump kind of right where we have that stormwater facility located.
At the south side.
The southeast corner, basically. And so theoretically, as that sump fills up, it does spill into the adjacent properties.
So then will it drain then to a ditch somewhere? Does it overflow to a ditch?
The pond? The stormwater facility?
Yeah, when you build
it. So there is a small swale that's on the front of the site that it would be able to discharge.
The chances of it overflowing are slim next to none, right? I mean, you're going to build it to capacity that it wouldn't be able
to. There would be some amount, because we don't have any infiltration on this site, there would be some amount that during larger storm events would potentially overflow, but it would be designed to do that and to do that
and
such
go to
that
the front.
Yes.
Well, I think that's important for the neighbors to understand that if the site, I guess at least the paved area in the houses. I mean, you can't really control if you're going to leave trees there. I mean, unless you take the trees out and elevate it. But I'm assuming that the paved and the area are graded around the house. Is going to the water is going to make its way down to the pond.
Correct.
And
yes,
then
that's
from
correct.
The pond, when the pond fills, it's going to flow towards the front out to the ditch.
Correct.
Okay. And that has been, in my experience for the last 5 years, how often folks legitimately are concerned because they know the development that's getting ready to move in has contributed to their water and stormwater drainage, problems. But it's I just wish that we could circle back, you know, and say, okay, you know, here were the concerns, and now look at the results from the construction. And I mean, it's easy to say that, and everybody's sitting there thinking, yeah, but that has typically, I mean, that's been my experience as I've sat here and watched these projects be built, that, you know, the water, the problems that, you know, at least in the last so many years, maybe earlier developments 20 years ago were different, but you know, because of the county's requirements, as you stated earlier, you engineers are required to make sure that you don't put, you get that water turned around going in the right direction.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Whitehouse, what would be allowable without the conditional use on this? This is an MR, already zoned MR, right?
Any multifamily on the parcel needs a conditional use, unless you had a dwelling and a garage, studio apartment, for example. You could subdivide it, correct, into if the sewer is as low as 10,000 square feet. So.
Right, so it could have been subdivided into lots.
Correct.
So, I mean, theoretically, if it's larger than an acre, you could get at least four lots on there,
assuming that the geometry works out.
Right. I'm just thinking that as you look at the way it's done, the plan does appear to be sensitive to the neighbors because the wooded areas are kept intact, and that can be a requirement. By the way, that is something that we can. The good thing about the conditional use process is that we can place very specific conditions on a plan, and knowing what we know here and with the concerns of the neighbors, that would certainly be something that I would want to require, that those wooded areas remain.
The only thing I would say to that is if that picture that we're looking at is the current woods or the current growth or the proposed growth. Because if, in fact, and I don't know what the topography looks like, but if it falls off real hard going down there, it's possible that the trees, you know, I know this is terrible, you know, but I'm just speaking the truth here. Either you need to elevate the road so there is a fall off and, you know, it's elevated and the water does come back. And the only water that ends up on the neighbor's property, if the current topography is sloped down there, is only the rain that falls in those trees and goes down. But if that is a problem for the neighbors, the question is, are you better to take the trees out, elevate it, and put trees back in?
Understood.
Yeah.
Do you have, does the applicant have any thoughts on that at this point? Have you progressed that far in your design? Has a topo been done? Do you know what's out there?
Yeah, so we've done a little bit of the design, the proposed design. So the topo is relatively flat out there currently. And our proposed design would be to make it so that we're not, the paved area is not directed to the neighbor. So we would have it pitched.
Is based on the information you have now, is that achievable without losing the woods?
I mean, we'd have to look, we have to do a little bit more look at the grading. There is some amount of woods that would be able to stay there. I can't confirm 100% that what's right there.
Yeah, you're going to take some of it out.
Yeah.
And we can also require plantings as well, so we have that option. So, okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
I think it's reasonable to say you're trying to keep as many trees there as you can.
Yes, that's absolutely the goal.
And I think it's reasonable to say they'd control the water flow towards the neighbors. Working and growing up in Bethany Beach, I'm aware that Bethany proper, when built, the foundations are below grade.
Well, and
so then you get your sump pump situation. So
right.
That's going to exist no matter what happens with that lot. We already heard testimony that they needed that.
That's exactly right. And mistakes made on the adjacent property are not the responsibility of the applicant. So they're not under any requirement to fix somebody else's problem. But what the law says is they can't make it worse.
Right.
So that's kind of where we find ourselves. But the exchange, I think, is very good, so that both parties know what the other is thinking and what their concerns are. Is there anybody else who would like to speak in opposition?
Yes, I would.
Okay, well, come on up.
I guess it's good evening.
It is.
Am I on here?
No, you are now.
I'm John Wassell. I own a property in Bethany proper, 314 C Daylily Court.
Okay.
Can we go back to the picture where you had actual, the greenery, there sort of is more like a photo, yes.
There you go.
Okay, well, you know, when we talk about keeping as many trees as possible, I love that, it's so generic. I really would like that narrowed down, because that's a lot of trees, okay? And my property is right in there too. And I can tell you from what I've seen, what I understand, most of those are going down. And when I say most, I would say 85 to 90% of those are going down. And I would like the developer to be a little bit more concise on how many of those are going down. As many as possible is sort of, how should I say, I'll put it, it's sort of...
Well, I can answer that. If it's not what the developer says, if this does get approved by the county, it would be what the county says. And the county would put conditions on it, and there would be a site plan that would show precisely what has to stay.
So for future reference, I'd like, if we could quantify that a little bit more, that would be nice. One of the questions that we have is, you know, we can walk to the beach from there. That's one of the nice things about owning a property there. We don't really want a lot of people cutting through. And so the question is there going to be a fence? Is that in the plan? I don't know. Is there going to be a nice, solid fence to keep that from happening?
Well, I kind of have to tell you that if you want to keep somebody off your property, it's kind of your job to put up a fence, not your neighbor. You want to keep your neighbor off your property, you don't go to your neighbor and say, hey, you ought to put up a fence. So if you want a fence, you know, you're certainly welcome to one. But I understand the issue where you don't want people crossing. And we'll take that under, we'll consider that.
I mean, it will be because the shortest distance between the two points is right through Bethany proper.
Sure.
You know, so.
I noticed that was also raised. We do have a couple of emails that were provided to us that it looks like.
I think they're all the same.
Yeah, they might be all the same, but they referenced the fence as well from Bethany proper.
And that is something we can consider.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it for me. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, anyone else like to speak in opposition? Operator, is there anybody okay, all right. You just made it.
My name is Bob Nichols. I'm 318A Evergreen Court, which is this unit right here.
Okay.
I am curious as to what that one kick-out area is on the drawing. We have the driveway come in, we have the five locations for parking. What is the other location for, if I may ask?
Additional parking.
Is it additional parking or is it a location of a dumpster?
I thought it was the turnaround for the fire trucks. I don't know if fire marshal may require that too.
Yeah.
Trash to me is an issue as to how trash is going to be picked up by these folks that are building their houses, have their houses. Is it all going to be on Kent, where the truck is going to stop and pick up five?
That's a legit question, but most units have regular pickup once a week, not dumpsters.
Okay, answers my question. Yeah, not going to be dumpsters and the regular pickup, that's fine. Yeah.
And generally, if there is a dumpster involved, there's screening required for that anyway. So, but it sounds like it's going to be individual containers. Okay, anybody else?
May I speak in favor?
Yeah, sure, come on.
I've listened to everyone. My name's Ellen McGee, and I'm familiar with the property. Mm-hmm. And I know the family. They've been here for generations, mm-hmm. and I believe they'll do a good job. Okay. I know the neighbors may have some concerns, but they care, they live in the area, and they'll do a good job.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay, anyone else? Anyone else in the room like to speak? All right. Operators, or anybody standing by would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to, let me get what this is, Conditional use number 2400, Kent Walston LLC.
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have a caller on the line. Caller, your line is open.
Hi, this is John Fehrenbach. I live at 315D Holly Court, Bethany Proper. I submitted written comments. And I just wanted to sort of drill down more on a couple of questions. One is the reasonable retention of somewhat mature trees. And I had proposed the requirement for a forested buffer zone. And I haven't heard that mentioned or discussed. Second, I have a question in terms of what the height limit is going to be for these properties. It sounds like they're going to be pretty tall. And I was hoping that the applicant might have addressed this earlier in their comments or statements regarding these issues. So what I'd like to do is reiterate my position that there should be a forested buffer zone of a reasonable width, and I would caution against allowing for trees to be torn down and then replanted, because there are always uncertainties with respect to the size of the replacement trees, their quality, and frankly whether they're going to be watered enough to actually survive. And with respect to the height of the units, depending upon how tall they are, I would still renew my objection if they in any way will tower over the very close units at Bethany Proper.
Okay, we're going to ask our director to respond to your concerns. Mr. Whitehouse?
Mr. Chairman, the height of the buildings is limited by the zoning district, which is 42 feet. The question as to any landscaping, as is common with subdivision buffers, if any landscaping were to be required there, there are mechanisms in code to require planting, bonding, maintenance, and inspection, and there's a whole inspection process for that, sir.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Operator, is there anyone else standing by who would like to speak?
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
All right. Thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
One comment.
Yes, sir.
The neighboring properties in the town of Bethany, and they have a 31-foot height code, thus the difference why they feel it would be towering over.
Okay.
The lot owner can't help that, nor can the Bethany property owners help that.
Understood.
It's two different jurisdictions.
Right. Okay. All right. Anything else? If not, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.